somewhat overwhelming to meet so many, to meet him. It's a very special occasion. The Gemara Masechet brings a halacha, abaydik tzarech sheyavarech. A person who does bedikas chometz is chayiv to make a bracha. The Ran and the Rosh discuss this Gemara, but they start from two different perspectives, which I think is reflective of the way each one bechlal understood this sugya, and I think that their pratim in each one's mahalach that ties in with the way they learned the sugya in general. When the Ran speaks about this Gemara, the Ran begins with a question. Every mitzvah needs a bracha. So what's the chiddush that you have to make a bracha? So the Ran says that the ikar kavana in bedikas chametz is bir chametz. And since the ikar kavana of the bedika is the bir chametz, which eventually will happen when the person gets rid of the chametz, so I would have thought that you'll make the bracha when you complete the process on your mevayer the chametz, because that's the mechuvin of the bedika. So the chiddush of the Gemara is not that you're making a bracha on bir chametz. It's not a chiddush that bedikas chametz is the beginning of the process of bir chametz. It's just a chiddush in the timing of when you're making the bracha. Because there's a Gemara in Menachos that the Gemara says any mitzvah that asayosa is not the gemar ha-mitzvah, chazal or kaveh, the bracha at the end. So the Ran is understanding that this is different than the examples brought in Menachos, that this is not considered simply a heksher, but it's the beginning of the process. But from the Ran's perspective, it's poshet that the reason you're making a bracha is because you're being Isaac in a mitzvah, and a mitzvah should have a bracha. The Ran says the nusach is not livdoik, but it's a nusach of either albir chametz or levayr chametz, which is the Gemara's discussion, because the kavana is the bir, and this is the beginning of the process of bir. That's what the Ran writes. The Rosh, when he discusses this Gemara, really starts from the other side. The Rosh wonders, why are we making a bracha? Why is there bechlal a bracha on bedikas chametz? What's the mitzvah that you're being mekayim that there should be a bracha? Zok the Rosh, if you're making a bracha on bir chametz, so right now you're not being Isaac in bir chametz, you're being Isaac in bir chametz the next day when you're mevayer the chametz. Right now you're not being Isaac in the bir chametz. Zok the Rosh, so really we should move the bracha from the Shas HaBedika to the Shas HaBir, that tomorrow, B'shoch HaMishas, when you get rid of the chametz, make a bracha then. But then the Rosh says that you shouldn't be making a bracha then either, because what are you going to make the bracha on? The Bir chametz that we do B'shoch HaMishas, Zok the Rosh, is not a kiyum of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, because the mitzvah of Tashbisu, this is like Shitas Taisvis, is only la'achar zmani surai, that after the chametz becomes aser, then it's like noiser, where there's a mitzvah to get rid of noiser after it became noiser. So the mitzvah of destroying the chametz, just like the Gemara says in Rabbi Akiva, who holds ein bir chametz al esreifa, so the din of sreifa should be when it's like noiser, that this man ha'iser came already. Zok the Rosh, when a person is destroying the chametz before chatzais, he's not being mekayim tashbisu, because the din of tashbisu is chal once the chametz is aser. So what mitzvah are you being isek in when you get rid of the chametz that you should be making a bracha? So the Rosh really is bothered bechlal, why is there a bracha on bir chametz? Even if you say that bedikas chametz is the beginning of bir chametz, The Rosh doesn't understand why beer itself should have a bracha. Continues the Rosh and says that maybe you'll say that I should be making a bracha because I'm mechuyev to get rid of the chametz before this man ha'iser, because the Torah said I'm not allowed to have chametz on Pesach. And because I'm not allowed to have chametz on Pesach, I'm mechuyev to get rid of it. So when I get rid of the chametz, I'm doing what the Torah says I have to do. Zok the Rosh, that's not a kiyum of a mitzvah saseh. That's making sure that I'm not being over a lois saseh. So when somebody does something in order to prevent being over a lois saseh, even though the Rosh says you're mechuyev to do this in order to make sure you're not over the lav, that's not something you make a bracha on. You make a bracha on being mekayim and asay, on doing what a lois asay is mechayiv in order to avoid being over a lav, does not have a bracha. So why should there be a bracha? That's the way the Rosh presents the kasha. So the Rosh writes that we're making a bracha on the takonas chachamim. It's a takonas chachamim called bedikas chametz. And that's what the bracha is on. It's not on tashbisu. It's not on what you're mechuyev to do midaraisa because of the loisa say. You're making a bracha on the takonas chachamim of bedikas chametz. Frek the Rosh. So why is the nusach of the bracha on beer chametz? It should be on bedikas chametz. The way the Ran looked at it, the Ran understood that when you're doing bedikas chametz, you're being oisik in beer chametz. And you're being oisik in the mitzvah of being mashbis the chametz, of tashbisu. In the Ran, the only question was the timing. The Rosh doesn't look at it that way. The Rosh says you're not being oisik in tashbisu, because the mitzvah tashbisu doesn't come till the zman ha'iser. You're being oisik perhaps in a dairaisa, in getting rid of chametz to make sure you're not over a lav, but that doesn't warrant a bracha. Therefore, Zok the Rosh, the bracha is on the din de rabbanan. So where does the nusach of beer come in? Zok the Rosh, the Gemara says, habaydik tzorech sheyevato, that when a person is baydik for chametz, Chazal also instituted that you should be mevato chametz because of chametz she'ena yedua. So because of the fact that there may be chametz she'ena yedua, Chazal said, do bittel. So it comes out that when a person does bedikas chametz, Chazal added to that takana bittel, which is beer of that chametz. So the chametz that you look for and you found, you'll have it for breakfast. And whatever you don't eat, you'll get rid of it before this man ha'iser. The chametz that you don't know, you can't find, that's the chametz that Chazal said, be mevatel, to take care of that chametz. So that's beer. So the Rosh, it comes out that in the takana of bedikas chametz, there's also a beer that's going to be done that night. That's going to be on chametz she'ena yedua. So Chazal said to use the nusach of beer, since in bedikas chametz there is beer that happens that night, Zok the Rosh, and agav that, it'll cover any beer that happens the next day, but primarily it's a bracha on the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, and the nusach of beer is because in the takana bedikas chametz there's an element of beer, because Chazal said, habaydik tzor sheyevatol, because of chametz she'ena yedua. So we have a machlokes in the Ran and the Rosh. What are you making a bracha on? Lefi the Ran, you're making a bracha on the mitzvah of tashbisu. The bracha really would belong when you complete the process, but Chazal said, say it when you begin the process. The Rosh says the bracha is on the takana, the rabbanon of bedika. You're not making a bracha on tashbisu because you're not being mekayim tashbisu. You're not making a bracha on the fact that you have to get rid of the chametz, the eraisa, because of a loisa say, because you don't make a bracha on doing something to avoid a loisa say. That would be the equivalent of a person doing melichas basar, where he's trying to get rid of the dam, that he shouldn't be over an iser. You don't make a bracha on that. But since Chachamim made a special takana called bedikas chametz, there's a bracha on the din derabanan, and the nusach is reflective of this added piece of habaydik tzorach sheyavato. Now, if we look at the Ran and the Rosh, be'emes, they are consistent with the way they understand the sugyas in Psachim. The Ran writes in the beginning of Psachas Psachim that when the Torah was mitzaveh tashbisu, he's explaining the Mishnah al pi Rashi, when the Torah was mitzaveh tashbisu, the Ran says that the kiyum of tashbisu is getting rid of the chametz before the Zman Ha'iser, which is Shitas Rashi. That means Tashbisu, as the Ramban explains, is a tzivui of an asay to get rid of the chametz before the chametz becomes Aser. And despite the kasha that the Rishonim ask, that we're learning Sreifa from Neiser, but the Ramban explains in Shitas Rashi, the kiyum of Tashbisu is by not having the chametz when the Zman Ha'iser arrives, so the tzivui does not start when the Zman Ha'iser comes, but the tzivui comes earlier. Zokteran, when a person's being Isaac in Bedikas Chametz, he's being Isaac in Tashbisu. That's the way the Ran learns the sugya like Shitas Rashi. The Ran has a diak. When the Mishnah says a person has to be baidik, leil arba asar, your baidik chametz, the Ran understands, and that's clearly Shitas Rashi, that bizman ha-Mishnah, there was no din of ha-baidik tzorech shi'evato. The Ran understands in Shitas Rashi, and the Ran holds its meduyik, that when the Gemara brings this memra ha-baidik tzorech shi'evato, that you should do bittul on the chametz, that was not a takana that existed bizman ha-Mishnah. The way the Ran understands it, Chazal were not worried about any chametz that you might miss. The bedika that you do will cover any chametz that's shayach to be found. Any chametz that's in a place, she'ein machnisim by chametz, any chametz that's out of reach, there is no chiyev to be baidik. Over there, Zokteran, you're soymech on chazoka, that there's no chametz there. The din that you have to be mevatol chametz after bedikas chametz, the Ran writes, is a din that came into being after the Zman HaMishnah. That's when Rav is the one who said, HaBaidik Tzorach Sheyevatel. The Ran said that din did not exist b'Zman HaMishnah. Because min HaTorah, you're allowed to be soymech on the bedika, that there is no chametz, so there's nothing to worry about that maybe there's chametz in my rishus in a place where I'm not mechuyev to check, and the places where I did check, you can be soymech that I checked properly. Memela zokteran, there is no need for bittul bizman ha-mishnah. The takana that Chazal made habaydik tzorech sheyevato, the Ran understands is that a piece of chametz may fall from a beam that's out of reach, makom shemachnisim bechametz, something which I'm not mechuyev to think about, leil yudalid, something which is not my achrayus to think about. If that piece of chametz falls down and later I find it, the Gemara says shema yimtza gluska yofe, so that's going to be a new problem that may arise later if I discover it on Pesach, and then I can't do bittul. So because of the concern that I might find a gluske yafe and be hesitant to get rid of it, so Chazal, after the Zman HaMishnah, added bittul. That's how the Ran learns the Mishnah. So Lamoshel, if I were to go to the Ran and say, could you learn like the Rosh? So the Ran would say, number one, I disagree with the Rosh, and I hold that you're being Isaac in the mitzvah of Tashbisu during Bedikas Chametz, because the mitzvah precedes the Zman Ha'iser. So when the Rosh asks, what are you making a bracha on? There is no mitzvah saseh before the Zman Ha'iser. The Ran would respond by saying, the mitzvah saseh starts earlier Because the mitzvah is not after you have chametz that's osir, get rid of it like noiser. The mitzvah is get rid of it before this man ha'iser. So the Ran would respond by saying, you could make a broch on the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. If I would ask the Ran, is there something wrong with what the Rosh suggested, that the reason why we're making a bracha on bedikas chametz is because of the takanas chachamim of bedikas chametz, and the reason why the nusach is bir chametz, because habaydik tzorach sheyavatol, the Ran would say, l'shitosi, that's not possible. Because habaydik tzorach sheyavatol is a halacha that did not exist bizman ha-mishnah. So if bizman ha-mishnah there was no din of habaydik tzorach sheyavatol, you can't tell me that the bracha was with a nusach of bir chametz because of the bittul that one does the night of Leil Yudalit, because that halacha did not exist bizman ha-mishnah. So you can't say that the bir chametz is happening when I'm being mevatel the chametz at night, because there was no din in the Mishnah to be mevatel the chametz at night. That was a din that came into being only from Rav. So the Ran can't learn like the Rosh that the nusach of bir reflects the bir in the bittul that you do at night, because bizman ha-mishnah there was no bittul at night. So what's the pshat in the nusach of bir? So in the Ran, it's muchrach that it has to be that the bedika itself is the bir. How do you justify that the bedika itself is the bir? That's only if you understand the way the Ran learns in Shitas Rashi, that the mitzvah of bir begins with getting rid of the chametz, not waiting till you have chametz that's osir. So behechrech, the mitzvah of tashbisu has to start at night, and therefore the bir chametz is getting rid of the chametz in advance. Why, in fact, would the Ran, with the Shitas Rashi, hold that Chazal were not worried about chametz that might be missed? Because the Ran Shita is, as the Ran explains, that if a person did bedikas chametz, he's not mechuyev for any chametz that he might have missed. If he did bedikas chametz, the Ran says, behechrich min hatayra, he's not been over in Isser, because the Ran writes, if in fact, if I would have chametz in my reshus, it would still be my achrayas, even after I was bedik, then Chazal would have said, do bittul instead of bedika, or at least do bittul with the bedika. So the Ran builds on this fact that there's no requirement of bittul to prove that there is no iser after a person did bedikas chametz on any chametz that might be in his reshus that he didn't find through his bedika. When the Gemara says habaydik tzorach sheyavatol because shemayim tzugluske yafe, the Ran does not learn because he may discover a piece of chametz that he missed. The Ran says beferish, a piece of chametz may fall from shmei kair, from a beam that was in a place that he wasn't mechuyev to go looking. So the Gemara is never dealing with being oiver by yiro by yemotzei b'shoigeg. Lefi the Ran, there is no shoigeg once he was beidik. That's why the Ran is forced to learn the way he does. If we turn to the Rosh has the shita of the Bali HaTosfos. The Bali HaTosfos holds that the mitzvah tashbisu does not begin till after the chametz is already osir. So therefore the mitzvah tashbisu does not exist the night before. The shita of the Rosh is that the lois haseh is machayev getting rid of the chametz, but as the Rosh writes, that would not warrant a bracha because that's only a lois haseh. It's interesting that there is a tshuva from the Ran, where the Ran had a shaila. A person made a shvua that he would not stay in the same city with his wife for Shabbos. I guess they got into a fight, and he was quickly enough mischarit that he made such a shvua, and he wanted to be matir the shvua. So the Ran says, It's a very good idea, but there's a problem. You can't be matir a shvua until the shvua is chal, and the shvua is not chal until Shabbos. So if the shvua is not chal until Shabbos, so that means he has to wait till Shabbos when the shvua is chal, and then be matir, and that means meanwhile he has to be outside the city, which was a little bit complicated. Then the Ran continues discussing exactly when the Isser is Chal. Is it Chal after Tzetzek Echavim? Is it Chal Ben Ashmoshes? It's Toliyev Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra. But then the Ran writes an interesting thing. The Ran says, when you have an Isser Deraisa, where the Isser Deraisa is not Mechayev doing something, but the Lav is passive, when do you become Achroi for such an Isser? Do you become achroi to avoid it after this Zman HaIsser began, or are you achroi to avoid it in advance? So the Ran writes that he feels it's totally in the Rishonim, in Maseches Pesachim, that there's a lav of having chametz on Pesach. Does that loisa say allow me to worry about it only after Pesach began? Or does the loisa say, mechayiv me, that I should worry about it in advance, that when Yom Tov comes, I don't have chametz? So is a lav negeya, a lav b'sheva altasa? Are you mechuyiv to get rid of the problem only once the lav started? Or the lav is mechayiv, avoiding it in advance? Dr. Ran, he holds it's totally in a machlekes rishonim in how to learn this Sugim, Sachim, working out the Psukim, when the Gemara speaks about Tashbisu and the Lavim, and the Ran there writes, there are Rishonim who say that the Lav is not Mechayiv, worrying about it in advance. This Rosh says, Beferish, you are Mechuyiv to worry about it in advance. And that's why the Rosh entertains for a moment the possibility that you're making a Bracha because of that Chiyiv, but the Rosh writes, that's only a Lois Asay and not an Asay, and therefore you can't make a bracha. Lefi the Rosh, who says the mitzvah doesn't start till later, the Rosh now has a question. So what's the bracha on the Takanas Chachamim? And what's the Lashon of Biur? Zok the Rosh, HaBoidik Tzarech Sheyavato. So the Rosh is muchrach to understand, which is Shitas Taisvis, that the din, the Rabbanon of HaBoidik Tzarech Sheyavato existed bizman HaMishnah, because otherwise the Rosh, L'shitasai, has no explanation in the Nusach HaBracha. When the Rosh discusses the Nusach of the Bracha, Al Bir Chametz or Levayer Chametz, the Gemara has a Shaka Vitaria, whether you say Al or Le, which Lashon is Mashma Lahaba, which is Mashma L'sha'avar. So after the Sugya is finished, the Rishonim try to figure out what is the rule. When do you say Al and when do you say Le? And there are different ideas in the Rishonim. When the Rosh discusses this, the Rosh says from Rabbeinu Tam that whenever you have a mitzvah that's not Nimshach, you do it and it's finished, then the Loshon is Al. When it's a mitzvah that's Nimshach, then it's a Loshon of Le. So if it's something that continues, lahaniach tefillin, you continue wearing tefillin, there's a le. Al is a nusach that's used when you just do something and you're finished. That's what he brings from Rabbeinu Tam, which the Ramban also brings. Now the Rosh says, how does that fit al bir chametz? So he writes, because you do bedikas chametz, and then you're mevatel the chametz, like the Rabbanan said, HaBoidei Tzorach Sheyavato, so you've been Mekayim Bir. There is no other mitzvah of Bir that's Mekayiv, a bracha. Even though you're going to have to get rid of the chametz the next day to make sure you're not over the lav, but the Iker bracha is not going on tomorrow's Bir, because the Rosh holds, L'shitasai, that getting rid of the chametz before Chatzais is not a keim of Tashbisu. So the bracha is only on the takana de Rabbanan. The takana de Rabbanan was bedikas chametz and bittul the night of bedikas chametz. Your mevatel the chametz, that's not your dualai. The mele zok the rush, So you're finished. So you can make a bracha al, because as soon as you do the bedika and the bittul, you're done. Masha'en kein, the Ran doesn't bring this teretz. The Ran doesn't bring this teretz because the Ran holds that the mitzvah doesn't end that night. The leil bedikas chametz is the beginning of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah keeps on going until you get rid of the chametz erev Pesach. Therefore, the Ran doesn't bring this teretz of Rabbeinu Tam because it won't work to be mazber the nusach of al bir chametz. And he has a different mahalach. The Rosh in the Tosfos HaRosh, in the beginning of the second perek, writes, if a person did bedikas chametz, and then chametz is discovered, the Rosh says, he was over by Yerah by Yematzei b'shaygeg. And the Rosh says, I'll prove it to you. Because when the Gemara says, HaBoidek Tzorech Sheyavato, and the Gemara tries to figure out why, the Gemara says, what's the problem? If it's because of the Pirurim, it's Batli, Gluska Yofa. So the Rosh writes, from that Gemara it's a Raya, that if a person did Bedikas Chametz, and then the Rosh uses a Lashon, and then you found in one of the corners chametz, so he was over b'shaygek. He tried, he did bedikas chametz, but he's over b'shaygek. That's what the Rosh's shita is. So to me it seems that this Rosh is l'shitasai, which argues with the Ran. The shita of the Rosh is that if you have chametz in your reshus, even if you did bedikas chametz, not chametz in places that you weren't mechuyev to be baidik, but you checked wherever you're supposed to check, and you missed chametz, the Rosh holds that you're over b'shaygeg. Because the Rosh holds you're over b'shaygeg, therefore it makes a lot of sense that when Chazal made the takana of habaydik tzor sheyavato, that was part of the original takana, because basically bittul is a safety net that in case you missed something, the bittul will cover that. Therefore, the Rosh learns that Habayit Tzor Sheyavato was part of the original Takan of Bedikas Chametz. It was Bizman HaMishnah, and that's the excuse for the Loshon of Bir. When the Ran learns that Gemara, Shem Yimtza Gluske Yofa, he does not say that maybe you'll find a piece of Chametz that was missed. The Ran says maybe a piece of Chametz will fall down from Shmei Kaira. Shmei Kaira, the Gemara says, is a place that you're not mechuyev to check. So in the way the Ran learns the sugya, we're not dealing with Bal Yeroi b'shaygeg. We're dealing with a new problem that may arise that was not part of the takana of the Mishnah. Masha'enkin, the Rosh holds, the takana of the Mishnah included bittul, because l'fi the Rosh, there's a chshash of Bal Yeroi b'shaygeg. So to me, it comes out in Cheshbin, the way the Rosh approaches the whole takana of bedika and bittul at night, and the way the Rosh approaches the nusach of the bracha, I think the Rosh's cheshbainis are all the shitasei, and the Ran's cheshbainis are all the shitasei. A good nyantif.